And welcome to the Not So Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. I'm Laura Vogt, the Associate Director of Marketing and Communications in the College of Engineering. This week, we are talking about a new program in the college called Grand Challenges Scholars Program, which I'll be abbreviating to GCSP. And to tell us more about the program are GCSP's Faculty Ambassador, Lisa Pruitt, and the Executive Director, Kedrick Perry. Hello, and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. We're excited to be here.
Yes, thanks for having us.
And Lisa, you were actually on earlier this summer, so can you please remind everyone who you are and what your role is in the college?
Absolutely. So my name is Lisa Pruitt, and I'm the Associate Dean for students, and I am also a professor of mechanical engineering and bioengineering and the ambassador for this new program that we're going to launch this summer.
Well, thank you again for being here. And Kedrick, your turn. Tell us a little more about yourself and your role in Berkeley Engineering.
Of course. I started at Berkeley Engineering 4 years ago as Director of Diversity and Outreach in the Center for Energy Efficient Electronic Science. And I'm transitioning kind of over now into the college as Director of Strategic Initiatives. And I'm very excited to be the inaugural executive director, of Grand Challenges. So very excited.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And I'm excited about this program. So Kedrick, let's start with you. Can you give us kind of the nuts and bolts overview of GCSP?
Of course. So basically in 2008, the National Academy of Engineering identified 14 grand challenges for engineering in the 21st century. The challenges address opportunities and challenges affecting quality of life. This cross-disciplinary initiative has a really great vision about the continuation of life on the planet, making our world more sustainable, making our world more healthy and secure, and of course, more joyful. So I should also say, what are these 14 grand challenges? They are making solar energy economical, provide energy from fusion, develop carbon sequestration methods, manage the nitrogen cycle, provide access to clean water, advance health informatics, engineer better medicines, reverse engineer the brain, prevent nuclear terror, secure cyberspace, restore and improve urban infrastructure, enhance virtual reality, advance personalized learning, and engineering the tools of scientific discovery. So those are our 14 amazing grand challenges. And the program was inspired by the NAE Grand Challenge for Engineering, of course, and reflects the rapidly evolving nature of education and engineering. It is an outcome-based program that offers relevant experiences to prepare students to address our global challenges. It basically provides the blueprint for the future of engineering education. So that's basically the grand overview of grand challenges.
Lisa, why was this program from the NAE something that you wanted to bring to campus and our engineering students?
Great question, Laura. So when I first stepped into this role, the idea came from our dean, Sujay Liu. And we essentially, she asked, would you look into this program? And so when I looked into the program that Kedrick just so elegantly described for us, I thought, gosh, this is in complete alignment with the mission of the campus, you know, to bring light to the world, and also to our college, to educate, to serve society, to create leaders. And so I looked at all the things that we offer as far as majors and institutes and really what many of our students seek, which is to take engineering practice and bring it into the world to better serve society and improve life for humankind and nature. And I thought this is completely in line with what our students want. And I think we can create really terrific engineers that will make a difference in the world.
Excellent. And Kedrick, how can students apply for this program?
Oh, it is so simple. So our application will be open on August the 1st. And to apply, you have to be a student in the College of Engineering. You can be a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, or a senior, which is kind of unique for scholars programs. Complete our simple, easy breezy online application by October 1st. We are doing rolling admissions, so we will be accepting students as we get applications. And also, after you finish the online application, there's also a section in which you propose how you complete each of our core competencies. And our core competencies are our talent competency, a multicultural competency, multidisciplinary, entrepreneurship competency, and a social conscious competency. So once you go to our website, you will see a little bit more information about each one of these, and also ways in which you can complete each one of them.
And our website is engineering.berkeley.edu/GCSP. So Lisa, what is it that you're looking for in students that apply for this program?
I look for the same things in this program that I look for when students join my lab, which is really a passion to make a difference and to want to learn and engage and bring out their best selves in not only their education here at Berkeley, but also in looking forward to their own personal development.
And Kedrick, do you have an idea of the time commitment that students are going to need to be a Grand Challenges Scholar?
Sure. So as with most things, the more you put in, the more you will get out. This program is not meant to take away time from your other studies, but instead meant to enhance all the wonderful things you're already learning throughout the academic year. Yes, we will have webinars, workshops, and general meetings, but it is so that our scholars can continue to learn diverse things, so we can announce opportunities they may be interested in or want to participate in, and also, of course, to build community, which is really important for us. And when I say build community, not only with our Berkeley Grand Challenges Scholars, but also with Grand Challenges Scholars at other institutions, because this program is at many other institutions around the country. And we want our Grand Challenges to really be able to network with other amazing undergraduates as well.
So when you talk about that, you're having workshops and events and things along those lines, are you going to be able to do them with other students from other campuses? Is that kind of part of the goal?
Yeah, that is the goal. That is the goal, because Grand Challenges is a community of amazing scholars. And we want our Berkeley engineers to, since we're just launching, we want them to really be part and feel this great community out there that expands beyond Berkeley engineering and really does expand across the world.
Excellent. And I know another one of the things that you're doing in the program is having one-on-one meetings with the students. So what kind of relationship can they expect to have with you as the executive director?
Oh, great. Good question. The hope is to meet one-on-one with students a couple of times a semester so we can get to know each other, so I can understand their motivations and assist them along their scholastic path. It won't be these long, time-consuming meetings, but I want to understand how the students are doing, not only with Grand Challenges, but also in life and in Berkeley engineering. I want students to see me as an advisor, another set of ears to bounce ideas off. And in terms of what type of relationship they to expect with me as director, I can say a supportive one. Also, a fun one. We are going to talk a lot about Berkeley engineering, a lot about Grand Challenges, but also we are going to definitely going to leave time to discuss my latest shows I've been watching on Netflix or Hulu or Amazon or Disney Plus or HBO Max or Peacock, or the latest high fantasy novel I'm reading, which just so happens to be Children of Blood and Bone, which is exciting.
That's actually a very good novel. So Lisa, when we're talking about all these different grand challenges that the students are going to choose from, how will they choose? I mean, there's 14 that range across so many different categories. How are you going to be able to help these students choose?
I think in making decisions like this, it's much like choosing a major and also just choosing research areas in general. Like, there has to be something that speaks to you. It resonates for you. It's visceral. You feel like, I want to make a difference in maybe energy methods that are used across the world. There might be something that just in your life, you've already got some interest in that's just there percolating. And so I always suggest for students, what's that piece that keeps calling to you? What's that piece that is your passion point? And when you're on those types of realms or even just curious, I want so much to know more about this, I find that that's the energy you need for success. So for me, that's always my advice. Just keep following those things that are the natural draw for you in life. And it certainly has served me well.
And I feel like a lot of our students that are probably going to be interested in this program or look at it, when they look at that list of the options that are coming up, something's probably going to jump off the page at them.
That's right. I think there will be things for which it feels like, yeah, I'm interested in making solar energy more affordable. Yeah, I'm interested in reverse engineering the brain. I'm interested in maybe improving learning methods that are personalized for people. So I think there will be something that jumps off the page. And also I think, as Dr. Perry has so elegantly put together this brochure for us that students will be able to look at, you'll also see that there'll be courses and programs that really support your whole mission. And also those pieces from which you get to choose, those will also resonate for you uniquely. So everyone can put their program together in a very unique way, which I also am just really excited about for our engineers.
And Kedrick, as students finish the program, how do we expect them to build on what they've done as a Grand Challenges Scholar once they graduate and move on?
Of course. Well, at the end of the program, they will have assembled a robust portfolio of everything they did as a Grand Challenge Scholar. And our hope is that they will be able to present this portfolio to potential graduate programs to show their expertise in a certain area, or to potential employees demonstrating their commitment to making the world a better place for us all. And especially in terms of graduate school, they can hopefully continue to build on the work they started here as a scholar and do more of that research in graduate school, because that's been the route for many scholars at other Grand Challenges programs across the country.
Excellent. And I know that since this is a brand new program, can I have each of you tell me what are you most excited about with the start of this new endeavor? Let's start with you, Lisa.
I'm excited because we create such amazing engineers in our college and on our campus. I am excited to have them completely aligned with societal's grand needs, and that they are going to step out in this world and make a difference. They will be our agents of positive change.
Excellent. Kedrick?
Well said, Lisa. I'm excited to launch a program, especially during these very surreal times, because I think that it will give our students another dimension to focus on, something else to concentrate and put their energy towards. And many students are looking for ways to make a difference in our society, as Lisa said. And I think Grand Challenges is an amazingly perfect way to make that difference, especially here at Berkeley Engineering.
Well, thank you so much. And is there anything else about the program that I missed or that you didn't get to, that you want to add to the conversation?
Well, Grand Challenges, oh, Lisa, please go ahead.
No. I was going to say, I'm so excited to have this opportunity to work with Kedrick on this great program. And like Kedrick, I too am fun. So, you know, I think we wear these academic titles and people think we don't have fun, but we have fun. So
we definitely have fun. Grand Challenges is not going to be your typical scholars program. Yes, we're going to do amazing scholastic activities. Yes, we're going to build your portfolio and make you ready for the next stage after Berkeley Engineering. But we're also going to work on your wellness. We're going to work on mindfulness. We're going to make you the best Berkeley Engineering student you can be. And it's going to be an exciting, fun program. And we're looking forward to having you in it. So please apply, come join, be a Grand Challenges Scholar.
Well, thank you both so much today, Lisa, Kedrick. I really appreciate you coming on and telling us about this program. I'm excited to see what happens with it and watch how it grows and see what the students do as they participate. And thank you everyone for tuning in to the Not So Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. And I look forward to podcasting with you next week.